From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin asked global religious leaders to continue building peace. Indonesia chosen as Qatar's partner for Years of Culture. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has invited global religious leaders and scholars to continue to participate in efforts to build a more just and peaceful world. He made the remarks at the International Conference on Religion, Peace and Civilization 2023 in Jakarta on Monday. He said he expects religious leaders to provide guidance on ways to resolve global problems, especially inequality, poverty, conflict, war, and environmental issues. Indonesia is the first country in Southeast Asia to be chosen as a partner country for the holding of the Years of Culture, an international cultural exchange event initiated by Qatar Museums. Indonesian Ambassador to Qatar, Ridwan Hassan, said at a virtual press conference on Monday, Indonesia has been chosen as the partner for the event because of its cultural wealth and distinctiveness. The Indonesian ambassador also said the Indonesian diaspora in Qatar of around 22,000 people has also contributed significantly to promoting Indonesia's cultures and in the country's selection as the partner country for the implementation of Years of Culture 2023. Next, we move to the tourism sector, where a total of 189 foreign tourists from South Korea arrived in Batam, Indonesia, on May 20, 2023. The foreign tourist visit was included in the first trial of the Boeing 737 aircraft route operated by Jeju Air from South Korea to Batam. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, at a press conference in Jakarta on Monday stated, although they still use charter flights in the future, because Incheon Airport will be cooperated with Batam's Hang Nadim Airport, it is hoped there will be an increase in the number of tourists from Korea to Indonesia.
Tapi Jeju Air mengoperasikan Incheon ke Hang Nadim, Batam.
Jeju Air operates Incheon to Hang Nadim, Batam, and this is still in the charter stage. But we hope that in the future, Incheon will also cooperate with Hang Nadim, Batam. We really expect an increase in the number of tourists from Korea to Indonesia.
Peningkatan jumlah wisatawan dari Korea ke Indonesia.
Minister Sandiaga Uno further conveyed he not only hopes there will be an increase in the number of Korean tourists to Indonesia, he also hopes that more Indonesian creative economy products will be marketed to Korea. According to the minister, one of the ways is to use the promotion of tourist destinations. The last national news comes from Riau Provincial Government is exploring educational cooperation with Petronas Technology University or UPT related to higher education within the limits of authority, funding, technical capabilities, as well as research, development, and student capacity building. Governor of Riau Syamsuar noted in a statement in Pekanbaru on Monday, "For this reason, Riau Provincial Government will prepare a selection for Riau children who have the competence to be sent to UTP Malaysia. Riau Provincial Government will also provide scholarships for them to study in a neighboring country." Secretary General of the Muslim World League, Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Karim Al-Isa, praised the Indonesian Ulama Council, or MUI, for its commendable work at the International Conference on Religion, Peace, and Civilization. He stated at the event via video that was monitored online in Jakarta on Monday, "This event can enlighten the views, thoughts, and morals of the people regarding religion, peace, and civilization." He also said this event was important to hold in the wake of several cases of religious phobia that he believes cannot be tolerated. Now we move to the international news. Trade experts from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, have urged APEC member economies to resolve barriers to services trade or stand to lose out both economically and socially. According to the trade expert, the services sector, hailed as a new source of economic growth, has been drawing attention because of its prominence in most APEC economies. Its contribution to the economy and employment opportunities is so significant that APEC leaders in 2016 instructed officials to develop a strategic roadmap with targets to achieve in 2025. We end the news with Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Hajj and Umrah has conducted a program to train over 400 guides who will lead groups of Turkish pilgrims during the Hajj season. The training program took place in Ankara and trained 421 Turkish group leaders who will guide pilgrims accompanying them on Hajj. The program aims to raise the quality of services provided to pilgrims, facilitate their journey, and enrich their religious and cultural experiences in order to achieve the objectives of Saudi Vision 2030. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, the Indonesian nation just commemorated the 115th anniversary of the National Awakening Day on May 20th, 2023. The theme is Spirit to Rise. This theme is in line with the conditions, not only in Indonesia but also in the world, when almost all nations in the world had to rise after more than 2 years of dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. On May 20th, 1948, the first Indonesian President Sukarno's administration set the birth of Budi Utomo Association as the awakening of Indonesia's nationalism. This isn't without reason, because at that time, Indonesia was still struggling to maintain the independence it had just gained for 3 years. The country was facing divisions, both divisions between groups and ideologies. At the time, the Dutch even wanted to return to control the country. Thus, the spirit of unity and emergence of the idea from Budi Utomo Association were expected to be an encouragement in preventing national divisions and gathering strength to defend independence. Currently, the challenges faced by Indonesian nation are increasingly diverse. The threat of division is not due to colonization by other nations, but in the form of differences in views and politics, especially since Indonesia is about to enter a political year, namely 2024 general elections. Do not let political differences lead to divisions within the nation. Do not let the country that has been fought for the predecessors and founders of the nation be destroyed and experience setbacks because of different views in politics.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with the event on May 23, 1906, when the Wright brothers received an airplane patent. The Wright brothers, or Bill Wright and Wilbur Wright, were the creators of the first airplane designed to use an engine. Exactly on May 23, 1906, they got the United States patent for their flying machine, namely any machine or vehicle which is capable of flying in the atmosphere. Let's move to the event on May 23rd about World Turtle and Tortoise Day. World Turtle and Tortoise Day is commemorated every 23rd May. The World Turtle and Tortoise Day was first initiated by the non-governmental organization American Tortoise Rescue in 1990 and was first commemorated in 2000. This commemoration aims to draw the world's attention to the existence of turtles and tortoises, to improve knowledge and to respect their existence. This commemoration encourages all parties around the world to help turtle and tortoise that are threatened with extinction to survive and breed. We end today in history with the event on May 23, 2015, when the world mathematician John Forbes Ness Jr. passed away. John Forbes Ness Jr. is an American mathematician. His work in game theory, differential geometry, and partial differential equation have paved the way for scientists to study the factors that govern probability and events in everyday life. His theories are used in economics, computers, evolutionary biology, artificial intelligence, accounting, politics, and in the military. Towards the end of his life, he served as a senior research mathematician at Princeton University in USA. He was also awarded the Nobel Prize in Economics along with the games theorists Reinhard Selden and John Harsanyi. In 1994, in 2015, he was awarded the Abel Prize along with Louis Nirenberg for his research on nonlinear partial differential equations. John Forbes Ness passed away on 23 May 2015. That's Today in History.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian National Agency for Combating Terrorism, as the leading sector for combating terrorism, has an obligation to build preparedness both nationally and globally. For this reason, taking advantage of Indonesia's Asian Chairmanship this year, the Indonesian National Agency for Combating Terrorism, as chair of the Working Group of Senior Asian Officials on Counterterrorism Issues, was lined up as the organizer of the international meeting in collaboration with the Australian government. It was themed Asian-Australia Workshop to Exchange Practices on Community Resilience Programs to Counter Radicalization and Violent Extremism Activities, and was held from May 16 to 17, 2023. Quoting the official website of the National Counterterrorism Agency of the Republic of Indonesia, its Deputy for International Cooperation Andika Krishna Yudanto said the Indonesian National Counterterrorism Agency as voluntary lead shepherds for counterterrorism in Asia is working with Australia as Asia's dialogue partner. Andika also said that the Indonesian National Agency for Combating Terrorism, together with the Australian Departments of Foreign Affairs and Trade, was looking at how to build community resilience in the face of violent extremism. He said the National Agency for Combating Terrorism focuses on prevention aspects that requires community participation in building national preparedness. One of the roles of the agency was in prevention, with the main focus being on national preparedness. According to him, it is community empowerment as one aspect of building community resilience. The deputy head of Australia Missions to Asia, Carolyn Scott, also conveyed the same thing. She said that community resilience in prevention efforts is an important factor in counteracting radical and violent extremism. Carolyn Scott explained, "Strategic prevention of violent extremism can be done through programs promoting social cohesion, identifying and supporting youth resilience, offering alternative narratives, and adjusting several elements in building community resilience in countering terrorism." This annual meeting aims to discuss the development of the issues of violence-based terrorism and extremism. Through these activities, each country can exchange views, experiences, and countermeasures programs that will be determined to increase joint efforts in facing these challenges in their respective regions. In addition, dialogue on countering violence-based terrorism and implementation of steps to be taken in the future as an effort in the action plan to implement the Asian-Australia Strategic Partnership 2020-2024. This activity is a form of commitment to cooperation between Asia and Australia in the field of countering terrorism, which has existed since the Asian-Australia Joint Declaration on International Counterterrorism Cooperation in 2004. The meeting was attended by delegates from Australia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Thailand, Myanmar, Laos, Cambodia, Brunei Darussalam, Vietnam, and Timor Leste.
Banyak cerita yang terjadi saat ku denganmu. Ada bahagia, cinta tawa, ada hati rindu. Jangan takut, pasti bertemu. Tunggu nanti kita bersama lagi. Tunggu nanti pasti bertemu. Simpan dulu rasa rindu kesamu saat kita bertemu. Aku tahu kau cemaskan ku saat ku tak ada di situ dekatmu. Simpan luka dalam rindu. Kesal rasanya berbalas pesan tanpa bertemu. Hanya lewat WhatsApp habiskan malam milik berdua. Jangan takut, pasti bertemu. Tunggu nanti kita bersama lagi. Tunggu nanti pasti bertemu. Simpan dulu rasa rindu, kesamu saat kita bertemu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, on May 10, the community and sugarcane farmers in Cirebon Regency, West Java Province, Indonesia, held a sugarcane marriage tradition at Tersana Baru Sugar Factory, Cirebon. They paraded the cane ovaries, the bride and groom, and dozens of cane companions from the sugarcane plantations to the sugar factory. The sugarcane marriage tradition is a symbol of the people's joy in welcoming the milling season. In addition, the tradition of marrying sugarcane, which has been a culture for hundreds of years, has meaning so that sugarcane can produce an abundance of good quality sugar. This tradition took place lively and became the concern of many people because the farmers decorated the sugarcane like a human wedding procession. Before parading the cane, the farmers decorate the ovaries or parents of the whole cane with red and white ornaments on the top or head. They also decorated the groom's cane in a black suit complete with the tie. Meanwhile, the bride's cane is decorated with kebaya traditional wedding dress. As a sign, farmers wear masks with male and female characters for each bride and groom. Not only the three sugarcane trees decorated, the farmers also complete the sugarcane wedding procession with dozens of families as witnesses of the sugarcane stalks. All of them are decorated using strands of yellow coconut leaves, which are always used in wedding procession. The farmers and the community paraded and accompanied the wedding cane group to enter the new Tersana Sugar Factory area. This tradition is getting merrier when sugarcane farmers spread money to the sky. Some people in the location immediately scramble to get money. Spreading money or surak is a tradition that cannot be separated from the symbol of happiness. The sugarcane wedding procession is even more solemn when the sugarcane farmers gave their consent or handed over the sugarcane wedding party to the directors of Tersana Baru Sugar Factory, PT Raja Wali II Indonesia. The people then shouted legitimately and applauded. This procession marked the end of the sugarcane marriage tradition. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
And in there, and you're all got to wear. And all I can think is, where is the ring? 'Cause I know you wanna ask, scared the moment will pass. I can see it in your eyes, just take me by surprise. And all my friends, they tell me they see you're planning to get on one knee. But I want it to be out of the blue, so make sure I have no clue when you ask. Baby, take my hand, I want you to be my husband. 'Cause you're my Iron Man and I love you 3000. Baby, take a chance, 'cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie. Now we're having dinner, and baby, you're my winner. I see the way you smile, you're thinking about the aisle. You reach in your pocket, emotions unlocking. And before you could ask, I answer too fast. All my friends, they tell me they see you're planning to get on one knee. So now I can't stop thinking about you. I figured out all the clues, so now I ask. Baby, take my hand, I want you to be my husband. 'Cause you're my Iron Man and I love Baby, take a chance, 'cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie. Da-da-da-da-dum. No spoilers, please. Da-da-da-da-dum. No spoilers, please. Baby, take my hand, I want you to be my husband. 'Cause you're my Iron Man and I love you 3000. Baby, take a chance, 'cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie. Baby, no spoilers, please. Da-da-da-da-dum. No spoilers, please. Da-da-da-da-dum.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between The Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is di hotel or at the hotel. Next, we'll be listening to a conversation entitled Rasanya Sangat Unik. Rasanya Sangat Unik, which means the taste is very unique. This conversation takes place between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and a waitress. Chris describes the taste of lontong Medan in his vlog and asks the waitress about the special seasoning. Let's listen to their conversation.
Nah, ini dia teman-teman, lontong khas Medan. Rasanya sangat unik, beda dengan lontong sayur di daerah lain. Ada bumbu khusus, Kak?
Ada, Pak. Kami memakai andaliman, rempah khas Sumatera Utara.
After we listen to the conversation, I will provide vocabulary related to today's material. Rasanya sangat unik. Rasanya sangat unik, which means the taste is very unique. I will say the word slowly twice each and you can repeat after me. Rasanya, rasanya, which means the taste. Sangat unik, which means very unique. Rasanya sangat unik. Rasanya sangat unik, which means the taste is very unique. Lontong, lontong, which means lontong. Lontong sayur, which means lontong sayur. Khas, khas, which means typical. Beda, beda, which means different. Rempah-rempah, rempah-rempah, which means spices. In the conversation, you heard the expression rasanya sangat unik. Rasanya sangat unik, which means the taste is very unique. In that sentence, there is the word sangat, sangat, which means very. The word sangat, sangat, which means very, is an adverb used to mark a state or characteristic which is more than usual. In that sentence, the word sangat, which means very, is followed by an adjective, unik, unik, which means unique. The phrase sangat unik, which means very unique, in the sentence relates to the topic lontong sayur or lontong in Medan, which is different from the taste of lontong in other areas. For your information, lontong is rice cake wrapped in banana leaf, usually eaten with a side dish made from vegetables and coconut milk with various spices and called sayur, thus the name lontong sayur. In many regions in Indonesia, there are variants of lontong sayur, each with its different and unique taste. Other examples. Let's listen now to other examples of phrases with words sangat, sangat, which means very. Durian Medan sangat enak. Durian Medan sangat enak, which means Medan durian is very good. Cuaca kota Medan hari ini sangat panas. Cuaca kota Medan hari ini sangat panas, which means the weather in Medan city today is very hot. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Nah, ini dia teman-teman, lontong khas Medan. Rasanya sangat unik, beda dengan lontong sayur di daerah lain. Ada bumbu khusus, Kak?
Ada, Pak. Kami memakai andaliman, rempah khas Sumatera Utara.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic di hotel or at the hotel and a conversation entitled rasanya sangat unik, which means the taste is very unique. Hopefully this edition will be useful for those of you who want to get to know Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian better. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again. On mobile devices. This makes it easier for you to book a hotel according to your criteria. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to examples of conversation once again.
Selamat datang, ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Saya sudah pesan kamar melalui aplikasi.
Baik, boleh saya lihat bukti reservasi dan identitas Bapak?
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Di Hotel. Di Hotel or at the Hotel. And a conversation entitled Boleh Saya Lihat? Boleh Saya Lihat? Which means Can I See? Hopefully this edition will be useful for those of you who want to get to know Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian better. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Bujang by Ani Laksmana. The song was composed by Abdul Hamid. The word of Bujang in Malay language means pemuda, or in English means young man. Dumai, typical Malay song, tells about how young men never give up, don't back down, and still maintain self-esteem in living life. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Bujang by Ani Laksmana. Enjoy the song.
Bawa mendayung
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voy Indonesia, email voy@voynews.id.
Indonesia.